5 years ago today, April 19th, 1995, 9:02 a.m. Central Time, a hearing on a local water issue is taking place in a courtroom across the street from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Officials document the hearing with a tape recorder. It captures the first of many unforgettable sounds from the Oklahoma City bombing.
With regard to this proceeding, basically there are four elements that I have to receive information regarding.
An explosion of unknown origin has leveled a building in downtown Oklahoma City.
Windows for blocks were shattered by the explosion. Numerous people suffered serious injuries.
The force of the blast was tremendous. It left a crater 8 feet deep, and when the smoke cleared, bystanders could see that the entire side of the 9-story office building had been sheared away.
Just a big boom, and people were screaming, I was screaming.
I was sitting there at my desk, and all of a sudden I heard this loud noise, and I felt this tremendous sensation.
I don't know whether I dove under my desk or the floor just gave way and I started to fall, but I was in a dive.
Felt like electricity going through my body. And then all of a sudden, everything went really dark. I remember thinking, this is it, this is the end.
Everything went black. I mean, you know, everything, lights and all went off, and I couldn't get to my wife. She was in that building, but I haven't seen her or heard anything about her.
We're bringing in large I-beams to shore up the middle of the building. There are safe areas our rescue workers can get to. There are other areas that we can't get to right now. That's why we believe that there's a good possibility we may have survivors in there. There are areas we can't get to.
The daycare center area is one of those that's under the pancake collapse, and they're doing their best to come in from the backside.
Night before last, I went to sleep, and I dreamed that Aaron and Elijah had been found, and there were these angels, and they were holding them in their arms. And God was blowing his breath in their face to give them life.
There's a lot of anger here.
There's a lot of anger.
When you see that fireman carrying that little baby on this morning's picture, that little baby died, and one little baby was decapitated. It's just, it's senseless.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil. The United States will not tolerate it, and I will not allow the people of this country to be intimidated by evil cowards.
On a piece of an axle found 2 blocks from a crater in front of the Alfred Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, investigators found a legible vehicle identification number. The vehicle once attached to that number turns out to be a truck checked out of the Ryder Truck Rental Agency in nearby Kansas.
The FBI says it is seeking 2 suspects who apparently rented the van which contained the bomb.
The first man is of medium build, weighing approximately 180 to 185 pounds, with a light brown crew cut. The second man is also medium build.
Both of these men should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. Citizens should not, therefore, attempt to take any action.
Less than a day after the FBI released composite sketches of 2 men wanted in connection with the Oklahoma City bombing, both of the suspects are now under arrest. Terry Nichols surrendered to police in Harrington, Kansas this afternoon, and Timothy McVeigh was found in an Oklahoma jail where he was being held for a traffic violation. He was reportedly just hours away from being released when he was named a suspect.
We'd wake up in the morning and figure that it's just been a dream that, you know, all this is over with, and well, we come to work and we got to look outside and see that it still really happened.
We're almost sure at this point that the building will have to come down for structural reasons. Even if GSA or we wanted it to stay and rebuild, I don't think we have that option.
In Oklahoma City this morning, people gathered in the blocks surrounding the remains of the Alfred P. Murrah office building. They heard a warning siren, and seconds later, work crews set off about 100 pounds of dynamite carefully placed inside the federal building. The structure crumbled within seconds after the demolition at approximately 7 Oklahoma time.
You have lost too much. But you have not lost everything. And you have certainly not lost America. For we will stand with you for as many tomorrows as it takes.
The sounds and voices of the Oklahoma City bombing collected by Barry Gortimer.